Many girls say they are not able to focus on studies in school because they worry about their menstrual cycle and the lack of hygiene products. Elizabeth Alfred Oswaldo, a student in Father Saturnino Senior Secondary School, says sanitary pads are very expensive for some parents.
We cannot manage to afford these sanitary pads. Sometimes, like some of us who came from the poor families, you finally said, "Mom, I have a problem, this said. Now, how can I manage it?" Before even we grew up, we are not having those things. And who am I to go and afford those things? Why don't you use maybe a piece of cloth?
Student Akanyo Molly Thomas says she uses pieces of clothes during her monthly period.
For me, I used to put this anger seat, like the one of blanket, because that time when we are in the village, I doesn't know, because since 2014, I've been using the clothes. I'm not comfortable because I can sit few minutes, very fast I can run in the toilet and I check, then I come back. Always the money is very intensive, that's why my mother and I was using the piece of clothes.
Sikuku Rose Kasmiro, Chief Inspector of Education in Kapweta Municipality, says many communities in Eastern Equatoria needs awareness about menstruation. She says some communities see it as a taboo and isolate the girls during their menstrual cycles.
If you just see a girl disappearing for one full week, you know very well maybe she's experiencing that problem. Also, the discrimination related to menstrual or period. We have other communities say that when a girl is menstruating, which means she's 30, they just isolate her from other people. You will find that when they are experiencing that period there, they just isolate these girls maybe in a certain room. They don't allow them to come out. Then we have also another challenge regarding disposal facilities. We found that these girls here, when they are changing those parts, we have other schools where we don't have latrine. Also, economic barrier. What is happening now in South Sudan? Very, very hard even to get just maybe a coin so that you prepare your daughter to go to school.
UNICEF says around the world, menstrual health and hygiene needs are being overlooked due to limited access to information, education, products and services, as well as inadequate facilities and inequalities. In South Sudan, there are several groups and initiatives that are working to increase access to sanitary pads and improve menstrual hygiene management. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatoria State Capital, Torit.